It's Friday, August 7th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. The executive order against ByteDance. One more company stays home. SolarWinds may spin out MSP. And iOS and xCloud, what it means. This is the Business of Tech. The White House has issued an executive order which will block all transactions with ByteDance, TikTok's parent corporation, positioned as a national security move. The order has a 45-day deadline. Why do we care? I feel almost obligated to comment on this story as it's dominated general tech conversations all week, but I maintain it's a distraction by the administration and why I don't do daily coverage of it. There's a portion of the story I do think technology services companies care about, and it's the government's apparent position on the internet, specifically the idea of the bifurcation of the internet. These moves are on Chinese companies and set a very different government policy of intervention than previously. This could very much accelerate the split of the internet into its components and consider what similar moves by the EU against American companies might look like. For me, this is a very dangerous space for the US to move into. This can have very significant effects on the way business is done and how it's done online. That's the impact to watch. Facebook has joined a growing list of technology companies that have indicated that they will not be returning to the office until July 1st, 2021. The company has joined Google and Uber on that list. Why do we care? This is very pro-worker. It lets families make plans for an entire school year and removes uncertainty on one element of people's lives in a time where so much is uncertain. I use a 3 L's analysis lens for companies: leadership, laggard, and lost their mind. The last one is obvious. Laggard is not the negative. It is simply those companies that are following. Leaders are the ones setting clear paths. I think there's a big opportunity here for any size company to be a leader and set the tone by removing uncertainty. This is a lever you can pull pretty easily within your organization, giving your team and customers that stability going forward. The key is a solid plan for a period of time. These leaders are building a safe, executable plan that matches their employees' needs. Learn from that. SolarWinds, provider of network management technologies, disclosed the company is considering spinning off its MSP division as another publicly traded company. Investors and stockholders would become owners in both companies. During its earnings report, the company disclosed its financial data for the MSP division for the first time. Full coverage on channel E2E is linked in the show notes. Why do we care? Disclosure: I am a SolarWinds shareholder and former employee. At the time of the recording, SolarWinds stock is up, so let's observe this is all about creating more corporate stock value for the investors, and just announcing, even if they don't do anything, caused a bump in valuation. Well played. If you want insight into why they might spin out, it's in the interviews. As reported by Channel ED, John Pagliuca, head of the MSP group, discussed the autonomy to acquire software companies doing $3 to $7 million in revenue that a spun-off company could pursue. I've commented that I don't think these private equity-backed companies are building anything. It's clear their strategy is not to, but instead buy others. That's the reason you care. The strategy is clear: spin out to buy more companies. If you're a vendor looking for an exit, the spin out would be great for you, as I would expect them to move on more deals. For a technology services company, consider that as you think about the lifecycle of a vendor. This is a path they are likely to go. Day to day, this spin-out doesn't matter for a solution provider. This isn't a shakeup, it isn't any change in their strategy, nor a change in their offerings or capabilities. It's some movement of money to make investors more money. Just know that the PE-backed companies are saying loud and clear, they don't build, they buy. Microsoft has ended support for xCloud on iOS after the time for the beta program ended, although the company indicates it's committed to the platform. The reason? Apple's App Store policy requires individual submission of each playable game for review and approval. Why do we care? Here's why you care about a gaming application. I've spoken before about how I envision deploying streaming applications using this technology. I'd love to hear from a Citrix expert here and tell me about their approach, because what's the difference between Citrix streaming apps and streaming games? Because Citrix is allowed in the App Store. From my vantage point, it does expose some of the problems in Apple's approach to the App Store. Although that isn't why technology services companies care. They care to watch how Microsoft's investments in streaming applications work, as I continue to think that managing this out of Microsoft's cloud is the strategy across the board, driving more and more workloads into Azure. Gaming is just a small piece of it. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, today's episode brought to you by our Patreon page. If you're liking the content, you can support it directly. Visit mspradio.com/Patreon and support with our Give What You Want model. This weekend, the answer to a Patreon question will be coming out on Sunday's editorial, with a video dropping on Monday, and I'll be back with a regular episode Monday as well. Have a great weekend.